Speeches and Writings of Abraham Lincoln by Abraham Lincoln. Narrated by Alan Sklar. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Personal Writings. 2. Miss Mary Owens. Vandalia, December 13th, 1836. Mary, I have been sick ever since my arrival, or I should have written sooner. It is but little difference, however, as I have very little even yet to write. And more, the longer I can avoid the mortification of looking in the post office for your letter, and not finding it, the better. You see, I am mad about that old letter yet. I don't like very well to risk you again. I'll try you once more, anyhow. The new state house is not yet finished, and consequently the legislature is doing little or nothing. The governor delivered an inflammatory political message, and it is expected there will be some sparring between the parties about it as soon as the two houses get to business. Taylor delivered up his petition for the new county to one of our members this morning. I am told he despairs of its success, on account of all the members from Morgan County opposing it. There are names enough on the petition, I think, to justify the members from our county in going for it. But if the members from Morgan oppose it, which they say they will, the chance will be bad. Our chance to take the seat of government in Springfield is better than I expected. An internal improvement convention was held there since we met, which recommended a loan of several millions of dollars on the faith of the state to construct railroads. Some of the legislature are for it, and some against it. Which has the majority, I cannot tell. There is great strife and struggling for the office of the United States Senator here at this time. It is probable we shall ease their pains in a few days. The opposition men have no candidate of their own, and consequently they will smile as complacently at the angry snarl of the contending Van Buren candidates and their respective friends as the Christian does at Satan's rage. You recollect that I mentioned at the outset of this letter that I had been unwell? That is the fact, though I believe I am about well now. But that, with other things, I cannot account for.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?